it so dark? In the beginning, it is always dark. What is that? One grain of sand. It is all that remains of my vast empire. Fantasia has totally disappeared? Yes. Then everything's been in vain. No, it hasn't. Fantasia can arise in you. From your dreams and wishes, Bastion. How? Open your hand. What are you going to wish for? I don't know. Then there will be no Fantasia anymore.
Sorry.
I just want to tell you it's in the 818 area code. I think you mentioned that once or twice, but I just wanted to reaffirm this calculation. Anyway, I'd like to tell you and thank you for calling the movie line at 761-3330 and 906-3000. But hey, this is not a plug for my numbers. I won't even mention them on this conversation. You're doing a fine job, fine and dandy, and I'm doing an even finer job because we use smaller needles. Anyway, I just want to tell you thank you for calling, and I'm listening to you talking to me on your tape, which is being played back and heard by people. So anyway, I'm out of here. Thank you, and good night. You smug puddums.
Just picture a penthouse way up in the sky, with hinges on chimneys for stars to go by.
A sweet slice of heaven for just you and I, when we're all alone.
From all of society, we'll stay aloof and live in propriety there on the roof.
Two heavenly hermits, we will be in truth when we're all alone.
We'll use life's mad pattern as we view old Manhattan. Then we can thank our lucky star that we're living as we are.
In all of little penthouse will always contrive to keep love and romance forever alive.
In view of the Hudson, just over the drive, when we're alone.
The biggest thing I probably regret in my creative career, and this is a big drag for me to say, but is getting involved with Telephone Entertainment. If I had a choice right now, I'm sure a lot of people would have, you know, could have lived without me, but I kind of wish that I would have never fallen into or found out about Telephone Entertainment. I've had so much fun doing it, but it's something that I love too, you know. It's a creative outlet, but it's immediate and spontaneous. I just kind of wish that I would never have found out about it, because I could have put more time into my films, and that's what Steven Spielberg did, you know. I mean, I'm like devoting half of my time, or was devoting half of my time, or almost most of my time, to making phone tapes and trying to make movies, you know.
You have spent a good portion
and
of your
life. The tapes took up a lot of time. You got to understand, most of the time I made those tapes, I was unemployed, and I had nothing but time. I sat around all the time and made tapes. It was ridiculous. My girlfriend, who is now my wife now, I was, you know, getting frustrated, and, you know, my parents didn't know what I did with these things, these recordings. They saw me, you know. And I made these tapes. I would sit in my room and make telephone tapes and come up with ideas, which was taking away from my film ideas. So as a result, I used to crank out, you know, two films a year. Now I'm making one film every 2 years, you know.
Never thought I'd get to meet the devil. Never thought I'd meet him face to face. Heard he always worked the dome, that he seldom rode or used a phone. So I walked right up to meet him at his place.
Party of the first part gives the party of the second part and his associates full power to do with him at their pleasure, to rule, to send, to fetch, or carry him or his, be it either body, soul, flesh, blood, or goods. What does that mean?
Oh, that's a transportation clause. Anyway, what difference does it make? What choice do you have?
I'll rewrite my cantata. But you best play what I write.
Ink isn't worth anything to me, Winslow. No sign. Exit. And now we're in business. Together.
That you're going to win any awards this year?
Well, you know, I look at it this way, Rick. Basically, the movie line went down in June of 1985.
Yeah.
Now, that's half into the year of 1985. That's the first part of the year. The second part of the year, on my number, 761-3330, I put up The Wild Side with your host, William Wilde. And I was basically running the lines, but he was doing the show. So Mr. Wilde got quite a bit of exposure and publicity that last half of the year, which is the year. I'd say the last 6 months of the year is the time that counts. That's what people remember you for. And I'm basically riding on my reputation. So if I get any awards tonight, it'll be really because of my reputation, not because of what I did, because I don't think too many people remember that. You know, they we're already into 86, and, you know, we're in a good way into 86 here, 4 months, and people just don't think about what I did way back, you know, almost a year ago. ¶¶ heard that Eyes of the Lion was up, I did enjoy it, and we might go up again one day.
Well, I hope so. I really hope so, because, hey, we need another line out here.
But, yeah, well, I'm thinking about it. If I do ever decide to go back up, as I said I would on my final farewell, I said Paul Mac will be back up one day, somewhere, some way. I would want to come back up with an entirely different format, but still run the movie entertainment line that I did. I would like to come up with more of an informative... I think it would have to be a cross between Entertainment Tonight and Late Night with David Letterman, not meaning that, you know, we're going the typical route that most phone line runners do by trying to be like Letterman, but I would say it would be like David Letterman hosting Entertainment Tonight, if you had to describe it. But
Now, that's hard to describe.
Or else it would be like Brian W. Feedback hosting the movie line. I guess you could say that.
Hello, this is Paul Mack, your telephone friend, and if you're wondering what the heck is going on here, well, nothing really in particular. I just sat down and felt like putting this together. It's strange, bizarre, and weird, but then again, so am I, and so are my movies. And inevitably, you're going to get that same kind of bizarreness in some of the recordings I will ultimately produce, but... that's what I'm here to speak about tonight. I'm not really going to be producing anything in the future because I finally made up my mind, friends. I made up my mind, and I love you all a lot. You're my callers. You're the people who I really do this for. You are the public, and, you know, the ones who enjoy the show are the ones who call in. The ones who don't, that's fine with me, you know? I mean, I can't please everybody. I don't expect to please everybody. Who can, you know? But you, my callers, you Paul Mac fans, you're the people I have to disappoint right now, because I have a very special, important announcement. I'm sure you're probably already, you know, figuring out what this is all about. No, I'm not dead. I haven't signed a contract with the devil. Far from that. I have finally decided to actually retire. That's right. I use that word, I chose that word specifically for this. I'm going to retire from telephone entertainments. I'm going to retire from the phone lines. I'm going to stop producing tapes. I'm not going to disappear from some of the entertainment lines out there, but I just feel that, you know, I started when I was 16 calling entertainment lines. I made it, you know, a nice, interesting hobby and had a lot of fun. Met some of the most fantastically incredible people in my life. I mean, I've got some of my best friends through this medium. And it's an underground thing. I mean, it's amazing to think that you people even have found this telephone entertainment line and have called this thing. But, basically, what I'm here to say is thank you. Thank you all very much. Paul Mack has got to move on. Paul Mack has got to change career moves at this moment. He's got to stop thinking about telephone entertainment lines. He's got to grow up a little bit and start thinking about building a future and making movies. That's right, that is my career after all. And since it happens to be a creative career, it does conflict with my telephone line here. If I was going to be a plumber or a doctor, I'm sure I can probably still do this thing and get something out of it, but I'm losing creativity in my films because of this. So I enjoy making the tapes, but it's just time to stop. And I want to thank you all for calling so very, very much. I enjoyed doing this for about 6 years, being involved with this thing. Paul Mack is retiring. It's March 1987.
Perhaps you did mankind a service then.
When you're young, you're a kid, you got time, you got nothing but time. Throw away a couple of years here, a couple of years there. It doesn't matter. You know. The older you get, you say, Jesus, how much I got? I got 35 summers left. Think about it.
Get your fucking cameras out of here, man!
What's the matter?
Get away from him! He'll touch you! You don't have to shoot him, man.
That's emotional.
Who's the guy?
It's the motorcycle boy.
Shot.
Oh, I bet he went to
prison.
Kid got shot. Get the motorcycle boy, they can get
him. You guys shoot him nice. Shoot him good.
Not allowed to say anything to us.
But he knows
it. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. There's people in there right now. We need it all cleared off.
Maybe Rusty James has heard Smokey.
I had nothing to do with this.
Really a shame.
Where'd he go?
Can y'all step back?
He had a few shit.
Step back. Get out of the way, folks.